So let's review. The previous Mishnah rules regarding Hekdesh. Shei mechinam eina nishba, shei mesachar eina mishalem. If a voluntary or paid guardian was entrusted with Hekdesh and it was stolen, the shei mechinam is not obligated to swear, and the shei mesachar is not obligated to pay. The Gemara questions this from a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. B'nei ha'ir she'sholcha she'klein v'nignivu eisha abdu. People living outside of Yerushalayim who sent their machtsa shekel with a shliach, and the coins were stolen or lost along the way. If the Trumas HaLishka was already performed in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shliach must swear to the Gizbarim that the Shkolim were lost or stolen, and he is therefore not liable. And the Bnei Ha'ir are also exempt from giving another Machtza Shekel, because since the Trumas HaLishka was already performed, the coins were considered to be already in the possession of Hekdesh at the time they were lost. V'mlav nishboin l'Bnei Ha'ir u'Bnei Ha'ir shoklin acherim tachtein. If the Trumas HaLishka was not performed yet, the shliach must swear to the people that sent him that he was not negligent with his task, and he is therefore not liable. However, the Bnei Ha'ir must then give another machtzah shekel, because since the Trumas HaLishka was not yet done, the coins were still in the possession of the Bnei Ha'ir at the time they were lost. We see from this halacha that regarding the shkalim, which are a form of hekdesh, asher mechinim is obligated to make a shvuah. The Gemara offers three explanations. Shmuel says, Hacha b'naisi sachar askinan, v'nishboin lito sacharan. The Mishnah refers to a paid shliach, and he's indeed not liable because it is hekdesh, but he must make a shvuah to the Bnei Ha'ir in order to be paid for his work. And we must say that in the Reisha he does not swear to the Gizbarin, but rather nishbon levnei Ha'ir b'maimet Gizbarin, kihecha delei nechshadinu, v'inami kihecha delei likur lupayshim. The shliach swears to the Bnei Ha'ir in the presence of the Gizbarin to clear his name, since hekdesh suffers the loss. Rabbi Yechanan says, the Mishnah of Shkolim is Reb Shimon in our Mishnah who holds, Kachem Shechai Bachar Yusin Yesh Lenoina. For a Hekdesh which the original owner is responsible, there is Oina, because as Rashi explains, Kimin Shechai Bachrayis Didehu. Since he is responsible for the Hekdesh, it is considered his own and not Hekdesh, and accordingly, Kachem Shechai Bachar Yusin Nishboin Nalem. For Shkolim which is a Hekdesh that the owner is responsible for, the Shomer must make a Shvuah to the owner because it is considered his own and not Hekdesh. The Gemara, however, questions this explanation, and therefore Rebbe Elazar concludes, Shvuzu takonis chachamim hi, shlo yu b'nei odim mezalzlin behekdeshus. Actually, midaraisa, the shliach is not obligated to make a shvuah, since it is hekdesh, but the chacham initiated that the shliach make a shvuah so that people should not become careless when dealing with hekdesh. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa and questions the Mishnah's next halacha that regarding hekdesh, nois yisachar eina mishalem. The braisa states, Haseicher es ha'apoyl, if hekdesh hired a worker, Lishmer es haparu, to guard the paraduma, or Lishmer es hatinik, to guard the children who draw the water from Echatas so that they remain tahar, or Lishmer es hazroim, to guard the field from which they will cut the barley for the omer. It depends. If he was a schir yoim paid per day, a nis nischar Shabbos, a fikach ein achray Shabbos alav, he may not be paid for Shabbos because the pay was specifically for Shabbos, and therefore he is not liable for a loss on Shabbos. However, ha yisachar Shabbos, sachar chaydish, sachar shana, sachar shavua, if he was paid per week, month, or year, he may be paid even for Shabbos, because the pay is b'havla, not specifically for Shabbos, and therefore he is liable for a loss on Shabbos. We see from this halacha that even regarding hekdesh, a shomer's sachar is liable to pay. The Gemara explained that this is a case of b'shekonu miyadoi. Hekdesh stipulated beforehand and performed a kinyan with the worker that he become liable for his negligence. The previous Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af ha-mecher sefer Torah, margolis u'behema, ein lehem oina. Rabbi Yehuda says that if someone sold a sefer Torah, a gem, or an animal, for more than the market price, there is no oina, because as the price explains, regarding sefer Torah, ein lehem oina, because lefishein ketz ledemeha, a sefer Torah is priceless. And regarding behemu, margolis ein lehem oina, because memnei sha'adam reitz lo zavgan, a person who already owns a gem or an animal is willing to pay double their value to acquire others and pair them with his existing ones. While the Chacham disagree and hold on Meicher Sefer Torah, Margolis u'Behema Yesh L'Meina, and there is no claim of Efshel L'Zavgan because Halei HaKol Adam Reitz L'Zavgan. This reasoning can be applied to all other items as well. While Rabbi Yehuda holds only regarding Behema or Margolis do we say a person would pay more to pair them because Hani Chashivalei, a person values these items. However, regarding all other items, a person would not pay more because hani lechashivalei, a person does not value those items. Zok the Mishnah, kashem shayna b'mekach memker, kach ayna b'dvarim. Just as one is forbidden to deceive others in monetary matters, so too one is forbidden to deceive or cause pain to others verbally, because there are two psukim regarding Aina. The first pasuk states, "V'chisimkru mimkru lamisecha, al toinu ishasachiv." This pasuk refers to Aina's mammon. And afterward, the pasuk states, "V'leisoinu ish es amisai v'yiresim lekecha k'ani Hashem lekechem." This pasuk refers to Aina's devarim. As the Gemara explains, "Gadol Aina's devarim, ma'Aina's mammon." Aina's devarim is more severe than Aina's mammon in three ways. Regarding Aina's devarim, the pasuk adds the words v'yiresim lekecha. While regarding Aina's mammon, the pasuk does not mention v'yiresim lekecha. Aina's devarim is to the actual person, while Aina's mammon is only to his money. A verbal statement cannot be retracted, while the money can be returned. The Mishnah proceeds with several examples of Aina's devarim. One may not ask his seller what is the price of your item if he has no intentions to buy it. If a person sinned in the past but already did tshuva, one may not remind him of his former sins. If the person's ancestors were converts, one may not remind him of his ancestors' sins because the pasuk states, the price discusses several other examples. If the wagon driver requested from a person that he sell them grain, he may not tell them go buy grain from Pliny who sells grain, when in fact he knows that Pliny never sells grain. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person may not show interest in the product when in fact he has no money and knows he will not buy it. And even though the others do not know his true intentions, this is still forbidden because the words of Yerisim Lekecha refers to Kol Dava Hamasa Lelev. A matter that is unknown to others is forbidden because Hashem knows his true intentions.